Was that surprising to you? I mean, you guys have been. It seemed like that problem was fixed.
Yeah, you know, and that's what's heartbreaking about it is the fact that we had it the whole first half. They have whatever 10 runs for 10 yards or whatever, 15 yards or whatever in the first half. And second half, they come out and run a ball 20 times or whatever it was for 190 or, you know, whatever. It just can't happen. You can't have the tail of two halves like that, and we just got to stay more consistent. That's kind of been the MO of our team lately, or, you know, since I've been here, is the inconsistency part of it. And that's what we need to get back to, is being more consistent. We can't keep doing this over and over again.
As it's happening, how do you, I mean, it happens a couple times in the second half. I mean, did you guys try to regroup on the sidelines?
Or yeah, but, you know, it's hard to tell sometimes what exactly on the field different. You know, it wasn't the same guys over and over again. It happened to a guy here or a guy there. And sometimes it's hard to tell just on the pictures that you get what exactly happened, where the breakdown was or whatever it was. But obviously once you watch the film, it's clear.
Yeah, and Vic also with some.
Oh, yeah, you know, a guy that got out of the pocket, you know, that's what he's going to like to do. If we get out of our rush lanes, he's going to take it up inside, or if he can break contain, he's going to love to do it and get, you know, look downfield, but as soon as he has a lane, he's going to go.
You had a couple big plays through the game, though. You had the sack and a couple of stops for a loss. I mean, how do you think you played overall?
I'm not really worried about how I played. I'm more worried about how our defense played overall and, you know, just getting better as a group. But
you reviewed everything. Did you come away with feeling there are a lot of corrections to be made?
Same corrections, you know, same things that we knew going in, things that we had tried to correct before, just standing in our gaps when we have 8-man fronts or when we have 7-man fronts, reading the plays and falling back to the right gaps, and you know, just making plays when the time is right. We were able to help hold them out of the end zone, make them kick a lot of field goals, which kept us in the football game. But at points, it was too easy for them to drive down the field. And obviously, when they get the run game going, the play action pass off of it is effective, and that's what we need to stop.